Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Starting Tuesday, there's a major change in what happens when you buy a new or used car. Used to be that you could get those paper temporary tags to put on the back of the car till you get your official license plates from the state. Well, those are going away for good. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by the car pro, Jerry Reynolds. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Jerry, thank you so much.
Hey, guys.
Why are the temp tags going away?
Because there was so much abuse, so many counterfeit plates floating around, people making copies of them and using them. You could buy them on eBay. It was that easy. So, you know, the state knew. I helped them develop the current program some 25 years ago.
Wow.
And back then, a dealership got one number. And every plate of every car you sold had the exact same number on the back. So we designed a system where there would be individual numbers so that there was some accountability, at least, for, you know, if you're running toll tags or you rob a bank or whatever. And that system has been in place all these years, and they're finally changing it.
Wow.
So it's well past the time that this should have been done.
So then what's the process now for dealerships? Is this pretty easy overnight change, or is this going to take some time?
No, this is going to be a bit of a nightmare for the dealerships. Mm-hmm. So what will happen now is when you go in and buy a car, if you have a trade-in, you'll keep the plates from your old car, assuming that it's a similar class car. In other words, if it's, you know, if you're trading in a heavy-duty truck, for a sedan, those plates won't work. But for most people going from a car to a truck, SUV, whatever, to the next vehicle, they can just keep their plates. Then they'll get a sticker in the mail. If you do not have a trade-in, the dealership will assign metal plates to you when you take delivery. So you'll have the plates you're going to have from the very first day, and then you'll get that sticker in the mail that you've got to put up on your windshield. So from a consumer standpoint, it should be much easier than in the past.
How confusing is this going to be for not only reusing other people's plates, but using your own plates, but put on a different car? How confusing that's going to be for DMV?
Well, I don't think it'll be any worse than it is right now. So if you trade in a car and everything's registered in your name, then the new car will be registered in your name also. But at least they'll know where to find you. If your car is stolen, they can use that same plate, and your information will be intact. So, you know, I think what started all this, really, to be honest, was people with paper tags running tolls. You know, not paying for tolls because they thought, oh, they'll never be able to catch me. Well, those days are gone. And then there was just so much abuse of the system. You know, when you can take and make a temporary tag on a copy machine, it's not much good. Let's face it.
Yeah, and sometimes those things would fly off, and, you know, they weren't really useful if they just, you know, flew off at a gas, you know, at the gas station or something. When you drive off, that didn't help either. Or somebody taking it, obviously, was a risk as well. Is there anything for people who just don't go through a dealership and just sell their own car outright?
Yeah,
is there anything that they need to know?
Private to private sellers have different rules than if you go buy from a car dealer. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a new car dealership or a used car operation, they've all got dealer numbers and they can issue the plates. But private to private, the people are going to have to loop in their county tax office so that they can get a temporary metal plate until their regular license plates are issued. And then those will be sent by mail, or they can go to the county tax office and pick them up. But there will be no circumstances for which there is any kind of paper tag. And, of course, there'll be some runoff of that because people are buying cars today and the law isn't in effect yet. So it'll take about 60 days before you absolutely don't see any paper tags anymore. But after that, it should be easy for the police to spot. And if a car's running around on a paper tag, they're probably going to want to know why.
How do other states handle these same kind of transactions? Do they have the same issue that Texas drivers do?
Yeah, they do. And they haven't gone to this system yet, or at least none that I know of. None of the states where my show airs has changed anything. They've all got temporary plates. Usually they go up into the back window. And that keeps the plate a little bit safer, and it keeps it from being stolen. It keeps the rain from washing it out and keeps people from stealing it. So, everybody does it different. And that's been one of the things that I've railed on for the last forever. Not only the difference in laws in plates, but the difference in laws in titles. There's 50 different car titles because there's 50 different states. And why we can't have one uniform title for a car that stays with it forever and ever, amen, I can't figure it out. I mean, it seems to me like it would be a simple thing to do. And then there's a database of the title. Right now, some states, if a car has been totaled out, and it's got a title in Texas that says it's been totaled out, the title can be transferred to another state that doesn't note that that car's been totaled out. And it can get a clean title brought back to Texas and issued a clean title. So there's just so much abuse with totaled out cars, odometer rollbacks, cars that were in floods. This has just got to change.
That's Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro on Ask the Expert. Jerry, thank you so much.
You guys take care.